Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. The City of Lamar's entered into an agreement for development of the Southview Industrial Park. The council passed a motion this week to approve the development agreement with the Lamar's Business Initiative Corporation. The City Council in January agreed to sell 19 lots in the Southview Industrial Park to LBIC for $1.74 million. The terms of repayment were included in that agreement. LBIC will build a street and other infrastructure into that property. A Spirit Lake man was jailed after leading seven law enforcement agencies in a motor vehicle pursuit through Plymouth County Wednesday night. A deputy tried to stop a motor vehicle near Merrill, and the suspect, 34-year-old Jeffrey Ullman of Spirit Lake, ignored the deputy's lights and siren and sped away. The pursuit entered Lamar's and then continued north and east on a number of county and state roads at speeds exceeding 95 miles an hour. The vehicle eventually became stuck in mud on a Level B Road near Quest Avenue and 140th. The driver then fled on foot. Numerous law enforcement agencies came to the scene. They set up a perimeter around the suspect's location, and authorities searched for 90 minutes, eventually bringing in a drone from the O'Brien County Sheriff's Office. The drone operator found Ullman lying in a field. Two Plymouth County deputies and a canine from Lamar's police apprehended Ullman, and he was transported to the Plymouth County Jail. Ullman is charged with a number of offenses, including speeding, OWI, felony eluding, felony possession of a controlled substance, two other misdemeanor drug counts, and driving while barred. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office was assisted by police departments from Lamar's, Remsen, Orange City, and Cherokee, and the Sioux and O'Brien County Sheriff's Offices. Iowa DNR says February set multiple records for warm, dry conditions and minimal precipitation. DNR's water summary update says February 2024 ranks among the top two warmest, top three driest, and top five least snowy months on record. Overall winter temperatures also rank among the top five warmest recorded. February showed a statewide average temperature more than 12 degrees above normal. Preliminary statewide average precipitation was 0.21 inches, almost an inch below normal. At the end of the month, Iowa's drought plan showed mostly stable conditions in northwest and north-central Iowa. Areas of northeast and southern Iowa carry a drought watch designation. In the past year, precip in Iowa has been more than 8.5 inches below normal, and the state has now seen 200 consecutive weeks of dry or drought conditions. The Iowa House voted to increase penalties for the death of an unborn person. Current law provides penalties for causing a human pregnancy to end without consent. Democrats like Representative Beth Wessel Crichel of Ames says the change could make in vitro fertilization illegal, and they cited the recent Alabama Supreme Court ruling that embryos are children. Representative Skylar Wheeler, a Republican from Hull, says the bill raises the penalty for killing a mother and her unborn baby and has nothing to do with IVF.
When it comes to the Alabama stuff that you guys continue to talk about, that is in regards to their own constitution, their own laws, their own code, etc. Not to mention the Alabama governor already signed a bill protecting IVF.
The bill passed with the support of 58 House Republicans. Two Republicans and 34 Democrats voted against the bill, which now goes to the Senate for consideration. The Iowa House also passed a plan to raise the minimum salary for teachers by nearly 50% within 2 years. The current minimum salary is $33,500 a year. If the bill becomes law, it could go up to $50,000 by the fall of 2025. It would be the largest single boost of teacher pay in state history. The plan includes money to help districts not only raise the pay of current teachers who aren't being paid $50,000 a year, but to pay a $15 an hour wage to other school staff like paraeducators. The bill passed on a 93-1 vote. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.